to say there are things in my heart, and I'm very blessed with all the great sharings today from every person. And I know there's going to be more great sharings after me also, from what's already been shared. And God is just bringing everything together, and he knows exactly what he's doing. He knows us. He knows where we need to be and when we need to be there. And he navigates us to that. And he's the one that nothing's from our strength or energy, but he's energizing all the good things within us, the commitments, the desires, the decisions we make. He's navigating it all. And through my own walk with God, I'm starting to see these things that I'm thinking, well, I make the decision, but God worked in my heart to make that decision. So really, like Danny was saying, it's all glory to God for what's going on. And this Zoom fellowship will continue to flourish and grow. And God is consolidating the people, you know, he's made them strong. And so when other people come on, they will become very strong very quickly. Because, you know, God's word runs very swiftly. It's not hanging around. And we can't hang around. If we stay in our old practices of what we've been doing maybe the last 3 or 4 years, which I've learned, that God's saying, no, now's the time to move. I'm going to navigate you. I'm going to give you the inspiration. Just listen to my voice. And I'm really hearing the voice of God, like different things that he's showing me. And like today, going up, I took my old phone up, the battery. There was nothing wrong with it apart from the battery was wearing out, and it's a sealed unit. So I managed to get a really good deal to get the battery replaced. And so I took it up today, and I thought I was going to have to collect it tomorrow, but they said they could do it today. And so I just went and sat in the cafeteria there, and I'm thinking, oh, I'll just message Sarah, my daughter, to see if she's, to see if she's either in Cardiff, if she lives over in Wales, or if she's in Bristol, in the area that I was in. So I just messaged her, and I said, oh, are you working today? And she said, no, I'm in Bristol. I'm with my mum. So I said, well, I'm actually over in Boswell's, the cafeteria. So next minute she's there with me. And so I had a great time with my daughter and just encouraging her. She's a very humble girl. And I was able to share a lot of great things with her. And she always asked me the question. She's a believer. She's born again. She speaks in tongues also. And so that's really wonderful. And I think she's 38 now or 39, coming up to 39 this year. So it just shows how young I am. But God is really good. And then so like when we walk with God, sometimes we might not feel that we're in the right place in the location if we're going somewhere. But God can just work things in your heart and navigate you and navigate someone else so that you can be together, that you can fellowship. So when we rest, we're not trying to make anything happen. We're not trying any formulas, or we're not even trying something that worked before for us, but we're just letting God work with us. Step by step, because he directs our steps. And even when we don't feel that we're with it, we might feel emotional, or we might feel down, might feel not so great. Doesn't matter. You know, I was feeling great anyway, by the way, but I'm just saying it doesn't matter our emotional state, even though our emotions are important, because it can indicate to us God works with them, the positive ones. Not the negative emotion, but we can see, oh, what's going on here? Like, you know, so it gets our attention to go to God for everything. And so we were sat down, we started the leaders meeting, and I got a message from Lee. Now, Lee used to come to the fellowship when she was young, and I haven't seen her for about 9 years. And she's here now, sat down. She's sat over there. Give a wave, Lee. There she is. And, but God just, she was going through some situations, and God put it in her heart to come and speak with me and Kim. So she reached out, and so God's doing the work. And, that brings me to this verse of scripture. Now, I don't really go to the scriptures on here, but I wanted to read it because it's just really great to remind ourselves, you know, that Jesus Christ was led by the Spirit of God. He always done the Father's business. In the beginning, up until Matthew chapter 9, where I'm going to read, Jesus was doing all the work, all the signs, all the miracles, all the wonders, all the preaching, all the teaching. And then John the Baptist had lost his life in that time. And so his leaders were scattered abroad as well. And it says in Matthew chapter 9, verse 35, it says, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, the good news of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease amongst the people. Now, Jesus didn't do that in his own strength, right? He was led by God. And God was working him greatly. He was teaching well. He was preaching well. And he was speaking of the good things of the kingdom of God. He wasn't going around condemning people. He was going around giving them the good news of the kingdom of God's now. And he healed, he met the needs of the people. He ministered, he uses his authority. You know, when he gave the command, the authority of heaven had to back up every word he spoke. People got healed, people got delivered, diseases went from people. And then it says, but when he, Jesus, saw the multitudes, no, it says he was moved with compassion. No, he was moved deeply within sight, within his bowels. He was moved with compassion because they fainted. And let me tell you, there's a lot of people fainting out there. That's even believers, people that are born again, maybe not getting the sound doctrine, maybe caught up in religions or cults, or whatever the scenario may be, maybe not born again. People are fainting because of the pressures of the world. We know Satan's the god of this world, the systems of this world, and sets things up to make people fail and to trap them in their hearts and minds and emotions. And it says, like, he was moved with compassion. And that's what God is energizing in us, the compassion to see the needs of others. And it's not dependent upon whether they're good or bad. No matter their situation, compassion is your move, regardless whether that person deserves it or not, right? And so this was just kind of coming to my mind, like, that we help people. We're here to help. We're God's representatives in this earth of Christ. We're as Christ in this earth, and we represent God. And so what did Jesus do is what we do. What do? As we're led by God, we go from city to city, country to country now, church to church, if those doors open for us to go and speak boldly. But we got to be bold to speak what God tells us to speak, regardless of the reception of what we're speaking. And then, so what did he do? Like, you know, he said that they fainted and they were scattered abroad. People were just scattered everywhere as sheep having no shepherd. There needs to be leaders. You are those leaders. You are the Jesus now today, in a sense, because we are as he is in this world. And you've got great authority. You've got heaven behind your words. And when we got that full confidence in God, God can do so much work. He can bring people to you and he can bring you to people. God is not limited. There's no law in those things. We know the principles that we pray to the Lord of the harvest, right? So the next verse says, then said he unto his disciples. Now he's instructing. Everyone needs instruction. Even though we got the Spirit of God, we still need instructions how to move. Okay, how to move. This is why we connect. This is why we come together. This is why, you know, we know we can move with God. We know we're free to move with God. But, you know, the scriptures also say that iron sharpeneth iron. You know, God has given apostles, prophets, founders, pastors, and teachers. Even though we may not have to look at it in that sense, it's there. There's leaders, there's gift ministers, and there's people that maybe not gift ministers in that sense, but they still got the Spirit of God. They still are as Christ is in this world, right? So God has set things up wonderfully and perfectly for us and easy, and he's doing the work. All he needs is our cooperation, I would think. And he said, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the labor's a few, right? So we know that there's much work out there for us to do. There are actually lots of laborers there. They're right in your neighborhood, right where you are sat now behind your computer. And so Jesus tells you what to do. If you want those laborers, he says, pray. And that's that word, diomai. It means to beseech God from your heart. Make requests to God. Father, you send the laborers. He says, pray therefore to the Lord, Jehovah of the harvest. Right, it's God's harvest. He knows where the crops are ripe. That he would send forth, and Sangate shared with us, is that word ekbolo, and it means to throw out, that God will throw out the laborers into his harvest. Why? Because the harvest is where we do the reaping. Okay, it's already, everything's sown, everything's there, everything's laid on a plate for us to do, and we don't have to manufacture how we do it. We just have to listen to what God is putting in our heart. And then we have to be willing to move out with that. So I was speaking with Lee, and she was telling me her scenario and her situation. And she said, she goes, I really went to God and asked, what do I do? And like I said, I haven't seen her for 9 years. you know, and then God just said, go to Lawrence. And here she is. So she moved. Even she moved in her situation. So God's working there. And so there's many believers that need help. And they may have gotten situations or things may have happened in their life that they've been distracted off, but they're God's kids and God doesn't forget any of his children. You know, I never forget any of my children. Even if they tick me off, they're my kids. I love them dearly. I want to make sure they're all right. Like seeing Sarah, make sure she's all right. You know, I blessed her and, I brought her a jumper and some trousers because I didn't get her birthday money to her. So I took her into Sainsbury's and I said, pick a top, pick some trousers. And she was really happy. Oh, I don't need any of that. I said, no, I want to do that. It's my good pleasure to do this. And it's God's good pleasure to take care of us. So when we go to God, he's going to really take care of us. We have to do what God puts in our hearts. We don't need a second opinion unless you're not sure. So then that's why you connect. That's why you can go to another believer. And so God is navigating us perfectly. And we don't have to worry. We don't have to be hung up about this thing or that thing. But we just need to listen to the voice of God. And the encouragement that's been given through these fellowships is, like I said, and I've said it the last three meetings, has made each one strong as you've received the words gladly and as you execute. Now, sometimes we can get going really strong and we can become proud. But proud, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. So we always need to keep a humble heart with God. You know, we always need to keep humble. We can't say, I don't have no need of you. That's rubbish. We all need each other. We've been called to a body, but we can all move where we are. And sometimes God will work in your heart to, you know, if you've had a falling out or a disagreement with another believer, or you may not like another believer's ways or whatever, why don't you extend the right hand of fellowship? Be the example. Be the blessing. Be that blessing to people, you know, because that's who you truly are. We're not about pointing fingers at people and putting them down. Putting other believers down, I'm not going to work with that person because this is what happened in their life and this is what they... We don't look at it like that. We walk with the pure love of God. And God is able to energize this in us. So this compassion is energized within us by God. It was God's compassion in the heart of Jesus Christ. And he was moved by that. And you can be moved by that. And we can see the needs. If you see the needs and God's showing you to go and meet the needs, then you go and meet the needs. Whether that's ministering healing, whether that's a phone call, whether it's a visit. Do what God puts in your heart. There's no law. There's even about, whether we go somewhere to speak. Some people could say, well, look, he's going out there witnessing. He's manufacturing. But if God has shown that person to do that, then no one can say nothing. And there will be something from it. Okay, but I really learned that we just stay with God. We relax and we say, Father, your scriptures tell me that you've got before ordained works for me, and I believe them. And I know you've got a great life set up for me, so I want to live that life. I want to live that life of peace. I want to live that life of joy. I want my mind to be clear, not full of anxieties, worries, fears, and doubts. And you've given me everything so that I don't have to live that way. And it's up to me to practice that. So with the confessions, so when you're feeling anxious, and you don't know the direction, what do you say? Father, I thank you that all these things that are not blessing me right now are not from you. And I thank you that you've resolved them. I thank you that you're working in the scene and that I'm going to be blessed in this day. So you make me happy. You make me joyous. You keep me focused with you. I'm coming to you for your help. I'm coming before that throne of grace. You keep me energized. And if there's something in your heart you want to do, but there might be someone that may not agree, like in a relationship situation, husband and wife, that type of thing, then you take your petition to God. Father, look, I know you want me to do this, but my partner here is giving me a bit of a hard time. What do you do? Father, you take care of them. You said, if I take care of your business, you're going to take care of my business. If you haven't got a partner, then you can ask God for one if you desire one. God can arrange the things that you need. I know it's in the context of giving and receiving where it says, but my God shall supply all your need. Well, it's all. All right, it was in the context of honoring God, right? But God is your sufficiency in all things. He shall supply all your needs. And if it's anxiety, if it's relationship problem, you go to God and give it to him. Don't even try and resolve it. Now, obviously, being married, I know that if we're not sinking together, right, love, everything okay? What can I do? What have I done? Tell me what I've done. Why is there silence in the house? Okay, let me know. Lay it on the line. Like, tell me, and I'll change if I need to change, if I need to do something that I haven't done and haven't recognized it. You need to let me know so I can change something about it. You know, I can do something, but at least I know that I may have upset you or I may not have done something. Sometimes we don't need to do that. Sometimes I just go to God in these situations. Father, I don't know what's up with her, but you just reveal it and help me get it right. If I've done something wrong, or you open up her heart. I'm not going to move in my own strength. I'm not going to make any situation worse where it come out in an argument. So when we bring God into everything that you're doing, your relationships, your finances, your work, the ministry work that God's given you to do, because we've all got the word and ministry of reconciliation. God wants us just to be happy. He's called us to the happy life. He really has. You know, the happy and smooth, living in Happyville. I used to think when Stan Gate used to say that when I very first heard it many years ago, I'm thinking, what is he on? What drugs is he taking? Because I'm certainly not living in Happyville. But to live in Happyville is staying with God. Living in Happyville is dependency upon God. Because God knows the plans that he has for you. His thoughts to you are not evil, but of good, to give you hope and a future and an expected end. When everything was going wrong for Job, nothing was bumping. You know, he lost his kids, he lost all his wealth, his health. Everything was affected. Everything was affected. But he stayed with God through those times. And God reversed everything and blessed him double for his trouble. If you get in any trouble, you give it to God, say, Father, I want double for my trouble here. No, my heart is to serve you. I'm getting a bit of flack from believers. I'm getting a bit of judgment against me. You resolve this. Is there anything I need to do in the situation? Am I part of the problem? Am I doing something? Or do I need to say something? I will stay silent until you show me what to do. And then when we move with God, it all comes out beautiful. You know, he can change someone's heart in a split second. If someone's not bumping for you, but you're moving with God, no one can resist that love of God. And people know when you're being energized by God. You know, unless they're totally hard-hearted, right? And I haven't come across one situation like that when I've moved with God in a situation. So basically what I'm encouraging and what God's putting in my heart is God wants you to go to him for every area of your life. God says, lay it on the line. Give it into my hands. All the burdens, all the problems. Why are you worrying? Didn't I say, don't worry? You're not so smart. You can't grow an inch, can you? Right? But seek ye first. This is where it comes back to. Everything that we're doing is to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his right way. Father, I'm coming to you. I want to move within what I've been birthed into when I got born again, which is the land flowing with milk and honey, the spiritual flowing into my physical, your direction, your provision. I want to be like that tree by the rivers, growing no matter what the season is. So yes, now we might have things come up that don't bless us. So don't try and take it on and resolve it in yourself. Our natural five senses, carnal reaction, is to try and resolve a situation when we know there's a problem. We've all do it. We all do it at times. But we got to learn our reaction to be a response when things like come up for you. Don't react, but respond by going to God. Father, I bring this straight before you. Immediately, I place this in your hands. Now you guide me perfectly within this. Navigate me what to do. And if you don't know what to do, don't do anything. If you don't know what to say, don't say anything, but say what you want. Father, I thank you. This situation is perfectly resolved. I thank you that you are arranging great things for me in this situation. I thank you you've made me the head and you've made me come up smelling of roses in this situation. Don't try and take on the problem yourself. There's no need to worry. And we all do at times, but it's a practice of going to God and saying, no, I'm not going to let this bother me, Father. I'm giving this to you. I know you love me. I know you supply all my needs. I know that you are my sufficiency in all things, in every area of my life. I know that you redeem my life from destruction. You've crowned it with loving kindness and tender mercies so that my youth is renewed like that of the eagle. What happens when we worry? When we're sitting down there keeping things to ourselves and worrying about it, we're putting age, we're putting wrinkles under our eyes. You know, look, I ain't got none. But don't worry. I take it to God. You know, I thank you, Father, I'm so youthful. You made my, you renewed my strength like that of the eagle. I thank you, I'm so handsome. I thank you, only look 46 rather than 56. I thank you that you've enriched me. You want me to stand out. Kathy was mentioned about King Solomon. And I love that. That record, I encourage you just to go and read it. It is absolutely amazing record. You know, and just remember, Solomon was a young man. He wasn't a mature man with all the knowledge and wisdom. And God appeared to him in that dream. And Solomon knew that he was a young man. Solomon knew that if he wanted to gain the respect of the people, he needed to have some wisdom. He needed to know how to come in and out amongst the people. So God gave him a beautiful free card, you know, what do they call it, a pass. Okay, ask me what you want. God knew he was going to ask. God energized that in him to ask for wisdom. And it was in his heart also. So God said, I've given you wisdom. And I've given you understanding. The wisdom will stay knowledge if you don't act upon it. You've got to act upon, like, for it, you get the knowledge, and wisdom is knowledge applied, right? But you can have the knowledge, but if you don't act it won't become that wisdom. So we need to execute what we're being encouraged to do. You know, making a decision, or coming to one-on-one, making a connection, praying to God, honoring God. We make the decision with God. And so then we get the understanding of what God has shown us from the knowledge. We applied it. It's now wisdom to us. So Solomon had great wisdom, you know, and then in front of all the people, when those two prostitutes, you know, with the baby, and you all know the story, and they brought the baby, you know, the ladies come and said, you know, she fell asleep on the baby and changed the babies over. And Solomon says, right, give me that sword. We'll chop it in half. And the real mother said, no, don't harm the child. And then Solomon knew by God then that was the real mum. And this was in front of all the people, and they marveled at his wisdom. So then he had respect. So God gives you wisdom so that you can gain respect amongst people, that people will start listening to what you're saying. So he gave the biggest thing that God gave Solomon wasn't the gold and the riches and the long life. It was the wisdom. It was the wisdom of God. That's more precious than anything. You know, and the rest follows that. You know, because if we execute with God and we keep a clean heart with those things, everything flourishes and grows, and we become that shining light. We don't have to, you won't even be able to hide your light under a bushel. So God wants us to stay focused with him. He wants us to execute the things that we've been given. We've been given wisdom, we've been given knowledge through the words and wisdom. Now, when we actually, it becomes wisdom to us. And then we get the understanding. We'll never stop doing it. Once you understand a principle or a way to move with God, you will never change it. I will never change what I've learned so far in these last 4 years. Because my life has changed in the last 4 years since I reconnected, as you know, as I keep saying every time, because it gives glory to God. And then those that have come and connected to me and received my words gladly as the words of God and not as the words of Lawrence, then their lives have changed. You can see it on here. Everyone's a witness to that. Everyone. And God's doing the work. So let's not think we're anything special here. Like, God is the special one. God is the one that's doing the work within you. That's why we go to God. And then our job is to connect people to God. And my job isn't to run after anyone. If anyone wants to connect, they know my phone number. If God tells me to call someone or give a message, I'll do what God says. But the wisdom in the connection is the hunger. If you run after people all the time, then they're going to get dependent upon you running after them. I've done that for years and years and years. And it was so difficult in the beginning when Sankit says, you let them come to you. If they're a labor, they're come and connect. They're pursue you. And you need to pray for that labor. And they're pursue. The laborers will pursue. You don't have to do any babysitting. Now, initially, we might do a little bit of babysitting to help people, but really, they can go to God right away. And then they're known to come to you. They're known to connect when God shows them to get you to connect. And the regular connections is so great. Like, it's great for me. I get built up all the time when I do a one-on-one. It's not just me building other people up. I get built up. I get encouraged. You know, you stay hot. You stay fresh. You stay alert. You're spiritually aware of what's going on in your surroundings and where you are and what you're doing and the example you need to be. But God is working all these things in us. And so it's just so great, all this wonderful wisdom and understanding that God is imparting to us, all of us, you know, because there's no one better than anybody else in it. We all got our roles to play with God. And as we stay with God and let him navigate us, we'll do it perfectly. So listen, God is taking care of everything for you. People come into Florida, don't worry about the money. You've made the decision. God will provide it. If you're honoring God, he'll provide it in great abundance so you can enjoy it as well, not just get by on there. God wants you in such a strong position. And I was encouraging a few people, like, you know, some people, it's good to encourage people that if you want more, then give more. It's no different. The principle is no different to a farmer sowing his seeds. If he's been sowing half the field and he wants the full field, he's got to sow more seed. And I learned that from Sangha when he was sharing with me when his daughter, I think it was Priya, it was going to be a very expensive wedding. And he's thinking, okay, well, how am I going to get the money for this? He went to God. And that's what we do when we got a problem or we don't know what to do. We go to God. He went to God. What do I do, Father? Increase your giving, God told him. And he said, when he'd done that, he said, in a matter of no time, the abundance just started coming in because he obeyed God. What he'd done was he trusted God. And God will honor you when you trust him in these things. When you trust him, when you're praying for labors that he's sent them out to you, it's done. When you prayed, it's done. Father, I thank you. I have the laborers. They may not be physically present, but they'll show up. Just like today with Lee. And that was a great encouragement to me just to see how God's navigating these things. And but now I'm in a better position to understand it. Whereas before, God would send people to my front door and I didn't kind of grab hold of it. And I wasn't given the sound doctrine because I didn't know any different from because of how I was taught before. So we're all in a great place. And if you want to flourish and grow, if you want to see bigger, then give bigger. Not just in money, but in yourself, in your time, in your effort. If you want to be invested in, you've got to invest your time also. Not just a fleeting quick hello. You know, all of us need to understand this. When you connect, do it with a heart to give from your own self to encourage, but also to receive. Because as you give, you receive, right? That's the principle. What we've been taught. That's what Jesus said. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. We don't ask the minister. We ask God. Okay, God, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to navigate? But we are practicing all these things in part. But now God wants us to up it. If you want to see things change, you got to change. You've got to move with what God is showing you to do. And we're all doing that. I'm really looking forward to this trip to America, all the places we're going. And then Florida many people seem to be coming to that now. And it just started with God putting an idea in my heart. But God knew what he's doing. I didn't know what I was doing. I knew I had to come. And I didn't know how to do it. But in one night, God resolved the whole issue for me because I was going to God because I knew that I didn't know what I was doing. And I've never organized that for me. Everything's always been organized for me, like I shared before on Thursday. But the point is God brought it all together. So it shows me I can relax in God. I just take everything to God, every burden, every problem, and then do what he shows you to do. That's all you got to do. God, you go take it to God. Got to put something in your heart. You might think, well, I don't know. It might not work out. If I do that, just do it. That's moving forward with God. That's moving with the inspiration of God. Even if you're uncertain, God is energizing you. God is showing you something. If it's something that you never thought of and all of a sudden it comes to your mind, but it might be an old familiar friend, or it might be an old familiar situation, but if God has shown you, all right, maybe that was God, then pray about it a bit more then. That's what I've done. And then he brings it all together, and then there's joy and rejoicing. I mean, from that night where everything come together, for me, for you, it might be a little thing. For me, it's a big thing. It just lifted my faith sky high to not rely on me anymore, you know, in all the things. And that if we just do what God shows us to do, he will take care of it. Even if we can't see how he's going to take care of it, even if we think the situation is so difficult. But God is opening the doors now. Right? Today's the day of salvation. The laborers are there, guys. You know, and like I was saying to Ethel, like, we don't really need to arrange a fellowship in Florida. Let's move with the Spirit of God. And here, we'll definitely have fellowship. There's no doubt about that. But it's going to be directed by God, not me, not anyone else. And you don't know. I mean, where we're going to go, and the believers there, they might want to organize something. So everyone's free, you know? And, but we definitely have, I just want God to, I know God's put it in my heart, just to move with him in each situation. I want to practice this moving with God without me trying to make anything happen. So all I know to do is go. So I'm going. When I go to Bambi's, God's going to work the situation with Bambi and Tony. This is their home, and they've graciously going to put me up, and God will work it out. What's going to be said, what's going to be done, how he wants it to flow, we let God work it. No expectations, but only on God. And God really has put this strong in my heart. And the same for when I go to Sakina's, when I go to Scott and Nancy Shemp's, and when I then finally go stay with Preet, you know, with them. And I told, you know, Preet my desire. I said, look, you know, I'm so grateful you're going to put me up. And I am really grateful. I even tried to not stay there because I know she's got two kids and it's a lot of work. But they insisted. So I was very, very humbled by that, that they really want me to stay. And I said, but, you know, my purpose in coming is to be with the people that connect with me and I connect with them. And so I might go off in the day with them or whatever. You're welcome to come along or whatever. And she was so gracious to me. And so God took care of those things. So if you've got a belief for finance for this thing, go to God. Father, I don't know how you're going to do it. My situation doesn't look like it's going to be a bit of a struggle. But use what you got and let God fill in the empty spaces. So it's just really exciting, guys. This since I come back from India, obviously a lot of things was going in without me realizing. And then God just brought it all to the surface in my mind. But he's really with you. Don't get distracted by the world. Do what you got to do in your work situations. Do what you got to do with family and the things that they may not be believers. But stay with God. Don't get distracted. Don't get caught up in the emotion of things. Don't get caught up in the emotions of other people. Even if it's another believer and they're going through something, you don't get caught up in what they're going through, but you minister in there. You need to say what needs to be said. If you see something that they need to do, but you're not saying it, how are they ever going to know? If I'm doing something wrong, I want someone to tell me. That's love. And then let me go to God with that. Oh, you are absolutely right. Thank you so much. Didn't like it when you told me, but you was right on. And then God can work in your heart and settle all the emotions of that. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, we need to be bold. So like, we can hang about with believers and they may not be bumping it with God. You know, they're born again, but they're not really walking. They've got the knowledge of things and how things work, but they're not producing. They're not actually doing anything. They're nice, lovely. But it's going to rub off on you. Watch your circle. Even amongst believers, watch your circle. Are they speaking the sound doctrine? Are they practicing what you're practicing? Are they receiving your words when you give them those encouragements? If they're not, you're just talking to the wall. So God, lead me to the laborers. Lead me to the ones that are going to receive my words gladly. Lead me to the ones that are humble and meek. And just come back a bit. Let them realize. They start to realize, oh, I haven't seen Lara around for a while. I wonder why. And then there's God's able to bring them to realization of what they need to do. So that's why we move with God. We just mind our business. We move with God. We be with the people that are receiving our words gladly. Yeah, we work with people as well. But there has to be a change somewhere. If not, you're talking to the walls. And God is not messing around now. Like, he really wants people to move forward in the grace and the joy and the happiness and the freedom. So we got to stand fast in the liberty where Christ has made us free and not be entangled again with any yoke of bondage, even if it's other people's bondage. No, look, this is what you need to do. Do that and you'll see God go to work. And when they listen to you, you see God go to work. And they said, you was right. Thank you for that. And it's God gets the glory. Not you, God gets the glory because you've spoken the truth. And if they want to continue not listening, then be quiet. You know, just be quiet. Was it saying in the scriptures, let him that is ignorant be ignorant? Not that we're being horrible, but we're just using that wisdom that's been given. And so we walk in love in everything that we do, and we walk wisely, and sometimes it's good to keep our mouth shut. And then just withdraw, because you don't want to be pulled down. Because I'm telling you, whoever you hang around with is going to rub off on you unless you're strong, unless you're bold to speak what you need to say to keep yourself at peace with God. And God is able to help you with that. He's not asking you to do that from your own strength. If you make up your mind, God, I'm going to do what you say, so you help me in each situation. This is what I do with God. Like, Father, help me in each situation. I know I'm not perfect. I know I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but I know with you I'm smart. I know with you I'm wise. I know with you I got understanding. So really, in my heart, it was just about these little things to help fine-tune, that if we practice them, then we can see God do even bigger things even quicker in the way, because we usually get in his way. You know, if I'm walking to the kitchen, I got my puppies walking under my feet, I've got to tread carefully, I might trip over them. It's going to take me longer to get to that kitchen if they weren't there, right? I usually trip over them, they usually run straight under my feet. But all these little things, like, you know, like, God just wants you to be happy, chill out. Just chill out and go to God, let him do the work for you. And Sangit's always been saying, let God do the work. Like, you just go to work. If you've got one burden, give one burden to God. If you've got 100 burdens, give 100 burdens to God. And tell God, if this is your problem now, and you stay at rest, you stay declaring what you want, declaring the truth of who you are. I am prosperous, I am wealthy, I am wise. I have the spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. God has made me wiser than my enemies. God gives me wisdom where I lack it. God always causes me to be the head and not the tail in the situation. God always works everything in my favor. And these, I've been practicing this for five, 6 years now, and it works. It works for me anyway. And I practice it faithfully with God as he energizes me and as I get inspired. Sometimes I can feel myself going off on a bit of a negative, and I'm like, oh, no, I am the head. And I just start, and then all of a sudden it's flowing like a river. And then I'm energized, and then someone will call. Then I'm able to minister very easily and give great words from God. And you know when you're speaking by the Spirit of God, you know it in your heart. You know God's giving you those things for that person. And if they're receiving, then they'll act upon what you're saying, or they'll receive what you're saying. Then they go and apply it in their own life and living. But we just direct people to go to God, and it's up to them. You know, we help them along, but it's up to them to go to God. It's up to people to execute these things and to pray for labors and all the things that have been encouraged. But it's been a great night. I've really enjoyed everyone's sharings. And so God bless you.